survey says it's 6 o'clock. Time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Daniel.
Christmas and a new year break as well, and we've got an exciting year ahead, asking lots of different Aussie families to guess the answers 100 people might have given to some very easy questions. And if they guess it right, they could be $10,000 and maybe even a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander richer. Well done. Let's meet our families. First up, our carryover champs who won $10,000 at the end of last year and have been waiting weeks for another crack from Victoria, the Iannou family.
Longest break of your life,
waiting to finish and find out how well you're going to go in this show.
Feels like forever.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Just remind Australia, because it has been the Christmas break, who's on board your team?
My beautiful sister Dana, my mother Anna, and my other beautiful sister Penny.
You guys look sensational. Christmas was good for you. Ready to take them on tonight from South Australia, it's the Briggs family. Who's on board?
We have my sister-in-law Katie, my wife Rasha, and my brother-in-law Nick.
Good, welcome guys. Love to have you.
Righto, team captains. Ready? Let's do it. Let's play the feud.
Oh, so good to be back. So good to be back. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you need a credit card. Catherine.
Chicken.
She says chicken. The rest of the question is, Dave, name something you need a credit card to pay for.
Online shopping.
Online shopping, that's pretty good. You can get maybe a chicken online, but he says online. Nice, Dave. You're going to pass. Nice. Iannou's get it. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Something you need a credit card to pay for?
Your groceries.
Groceries are good. If you do a little bit of, you shop, you pay on credit. Of course you do. Groceries. Oh. Anna, how are you? Lovely to have you back.
Nice to be here.
Good to see you. Something you need a credit card to pay for?
Holiday accommodation.
Let's have a look. Nice. Nice work. How about you, Penny?
Bills.
Just bills?
Yeah.
Excellent. I understand you love a little bit of Family Feud online as well, do you?
Yes,
Catherine?
Online.
Is it a bit of fun?
Yes.
Does it help you prep for the show?
In a sense.
Yeah.
It's very different being here.
Is it really? How is it different? Because I suppose a lot of Australia who plays from home, who loves shouting at the television...
It's easy to do that. Very easy to do that.
Is it really?
Yeah, very easy to shout.
Yeah.
Very different being here.
Why do you find he's different about it?
The nerves, the audience, meeting you.
Oh, it's because I'm so tall and intimidating. Something you need a credit card to pay for?
Like my answer of a car.
A car. On a credit card. Just see that Porsche there? Use me credit card, off you go. I want your credit card. second strike. Righto, Briggs family, time to have a think. You could potentially steal. Dana.
Yes, food.
Food? What about food in general? No, sorry, Dana. Briggs family. Nick, what would you say?
I was thinking fuel, car fuel.
Yeah, not bad. Russia.
Concert tickets.
Katie.
Clothes.
Dave, one of those options or your own?
Trying to decide between the two ladies. I will go with tickets.
Do you have to say them like ladies?
Another way to say lady.
Well, I don't know how else you'd say ladies. But every time I go to say it, they don't always like it when you say...
It's the wrong ladies.
Lady. Ah, wrong ladies. Is that the problem? Katie, if I called you a lady, would you be cool with that?
Yeah.
Yes! Dave.
What did I say again?
It's the start of the year, isn't it?
It is.
Your answer is?
Tickets.
Tickets. Let's see it for the steal. Yes. Nice work! Well done, Briggs family. Number 8. Furniture. 66 is the lead. The Briggs family are all trying to remember how this show works right now as we all come back for the new year. If you're going to win for 5 nights in a row, the one thing I do know is you'll be driving home in a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. The Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlamps and CVT auto with paddle shift. And for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something that tells you you're hungry. The answer when we come back on The Feud. Uber, our two families are still battling it out for that chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I asked, name something that tells you you're hungry. The top answer was...
Tummy rumbles!
Sure does. Dana, Katie, let's play The Feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something people have trouble getting out of. Dana.
Bed.
Bed. Is good. Top answer. That's a play.
We're gonna play,
guys. Hey, Anna, something people have trouble getting out of.
A car.
A car? Yeah. Penny, playing well. Something people have trouble getting out of.
Work.
Trying to chuck a sickie, are we, Penny? Let's see work. Work's good. Name something people have trouble getting out of.
A fine.
I love that. Yes. Something people have trouble getting out of, Dana.
A relationship.
Show me. First strike. Anna.
I think it might be voluntary work.
People asking you to do a favour and you say no. It's not there. That's the second strike. Briggs family could steal. Penny. Something people have trouble getting out of?
I'm tossing up between two. I'm choosing boat.
People getting... Oh, OK. A rocky boat. What about boat? Boat's bad. Over to the Briggses. Got something good, Nick?
Yeah, I sometimes find it hard to get out of a lounge chair.
A real comfy one? When you just sort of slink right down into it.
That's the one.
Yeah. Rasha.
I'm going to say debt.
Debt? Good. Katie.
I find it really hard to get out of my sports bra.
Thanks.
You're on television, Katie. I don't know whether you know that.
I've heard.
Yeah, you've heard. Good cover, Dave.
Well, I like Rasha's answer, but I'm going to go pants.
Yeah. how hard could it be, Dave?
Depends how drunk you are.
Dave's living the dream. He says pants. No! Welcome to the game, Ianu family. Takes them to 41, number 7. Debt. Well done, Rasha.
Tight jeans.
Oh, close.
Trouble.
Prison. Please, can I just get out if I ask really nicely? Number 41 to 66, there are scores. The Briggs are in front right now, but double points time, so give me Anna, give me Rasha. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. Name something you might take home from a hotel room. Anna?
Towels.
Towels. Big suitcase. Rasha?
Toiletries.
The toiletries aren't bad. No. Pass or play, Anna? Penny, name something you might take home from a hotel room. Or, if I translate it, is basically what would you steal?
Slippers.
Slippers. Good.
Which, of course, is a hypothetical question if there's any members of the law enforcement watching right now. Something you might take home from a hotel room, Catherine?
A pen.
Pen? Ah, yeah, well, it's for the little notepad. Yep. First strike. Dana.
I'm going to go with a bathrobe.
Just, yeah, real soft. They seem to be made of some real special fibres, which are pretty dear if you're to buy them anywhere else. So let's flog them from the hotel. Something you might take home from a hotel room?
I know it sounds corny, but a Bible.
If you're stealing a Bible, I'm pretty sure there's a paragraph or two in the Bible about stealing.
There is. I read it in the last one.
Me if I'm wrong, but you haven't been struck down by lightning yet.
Not yet.
Okay. What about Bible? Second strike. Briggs family, time to have a think. That is funny, Anna.
I know.
That is. You did do it. Shh. Shh. It's a hypothetical question.
Yes, I know.
Penny.
The biscuits, tea and coffee. I'm not sure how to word that.
Yeah, the little treats that they give you there. The biscuits or the tea and the coffee is what you said. Third strike, right. Briggs family. Nick, hit me.
I've forgotten what my answer was.
I think the problem is, Nick, you're not thinking at all right now.
No, I was thinking of a magazine, that's right.
Nice. Rasha.
I'll say the pillows. I've got a big suitcase.
Katie.
I'm kind of with her on that one, I reckon.
So, because they're famous for having their, you know, a good hotel has a range of pillows these days, exactly. So why not flog one? Dave.
Well, the family's a great help. I'm going to say soap on this one.
Yup. A nice little scented soap or something that might look nice at home.
Something you wouldn't normally get at home.
What about soap? Yes. Nice work, Briggs family. Well played. Number one.
Shampoo.
We can tell which family is the bigger bunch of kleptomaniacs. Well done, everybody. Nice job. It's 41 to 162. The Briggs family have it right now. Look, if you love watching the show, then you might like going to 10 Play, where you can catch all the highlights and also the fun bits that happen behind the scenes that we don't actually always put in the show. And you might also enjoy playing our official Family Feud game. Head to 10 Play for all the details. Triple points when we come back on The Feud. Champs are sitting on 41 and it's 162 to the Briggs family right now. It's the family who gets to 300 points in this round. We'll get the chance at $10,000 in our fast money round. We're playing for triple points. Give me Penny, give me Nick. Let's do it. Welcome.
Good luck.
We surveyed 100 people on the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something a mother never stops doing to their children. Penny.
Loving them.
Aw, oh, cute. And top answer, pass or play? They're going to play, they're going to play.
Lucky I have kids.
Lucky you have kids? Very. Something a mother never stops doing to their children.
Kissing them.
Kissing them is good. Don't they love it?
Oh, much. Very much.
Dana?
Feeding them.
Feeding them. Yes. Good. Anna.
Disciplining them?
Yeah. Nice. Same thing. Try and keep them on the straight and narrow. I know what you mean. Penny.
Giving them money?
Giving them money, always. First strike. Catherine? Something a mother never stops doing to their children?
Hugging them.
Hugging them? Let's see. Dana?
Teaching them.
Teaching them. Ooh. Second stripe, Briggs family. Get set for a steal. Anna.
Adoring them.
Ah, oh, that's cute. Let's see if it's on the board. It's not, I'm afraid. Nick, thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to say fussing over them.
Cute. Rasha.
Washing their clothes.
Katie.
Wiping stuff off their cheek.
Yeah, just the old...
With the spit.
Hello. Yum. Dave, wonderful options for yours to choose.
I'm going to go from a child's perspective rather than from a parent's perspective.
Well, I like this.
Nagging them.
Oh, that's not too bad in a triple point round to make you guys our brand new champs. Dave saying they never stop nagging. Yeah. Yes! Well done, Briggs family. Beautiful bit of thought, beautiful result. 414 makes you our brand new champions on the feud. Our remaining questions. Number 7. Cleaning up. They never stop worrying. I and her family, Catherine, Dana,
thank you,
Anna, and Annie. Woo! It was worth the wait. It was a long wait over the Christmas period to come back on the show. And the good news is, look, you might not win tonight, but you are, remember, taking home $10,000 from last time on the show. That made it worthwhile. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you very much. Yes, had a ball.
You'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud game, available in Toys R Us, Games World and Mind Games. The Iannu family, please thank them. Good on you guys. Briggs family, let's go. Who's playing Fast Money?
Katie is a little pumped right now.
You're a little excitement machine, aren't you?
Yeah.
So this is kind of the ultimate outcome that you were praying for when you came onto the show, yeah?
Yes.
And how do you feel right now that you're our brand new champions?
Pumped, just like you said.
Okay, we're ready for $10,000 fast money?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are. Brilliant. You're going to start us off by heading back that way into a soundproof booth, and we go for 10K next on the feud in Fast Money. Welcome back. It's great to be back with a brand new champ.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in the Feud. Let's see if the Briggs family can now win some cash. If you and David get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. And David is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers, so he's just chilling out, waiting for his turn. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. I'm going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? If you pass, we'll come back at this time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You cool?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck. Apart from a blanket, name something babies like to sleep on.
A bed.
Name something you might dislike about a workmate.
Personality.
Aside from glasses, name something you might buy for your eyes.
Contacts.
Name something you pick up on the way home.
Milk.
Name something you keep in a box.
Shoes.
Shoes. Excellent work. Plenty of time to spare. Let's go. Okay. Not too bad. How did it feel your first time?
Not too bad.
Yeah? Yeah. Answered confidently and quickly, so well done. Apart from a blanket, name something babies like to sleep on. You said? A bed. Survey says? 4.
Ooh.
Something you might dislike about a workmate. You said? Their personality. Would you like to name any names while you're here? Good idea. Still want to work there.
Yeah.
Survey says? 6. Aside from glasses, name something you might buy for your eyes. You said? Contacts. Seems like a pretty sensible answer. Survey says? 1. Yeah. That's cool. Name something you pick up on the way home. You said? Milk. Survey says? Wow. Yeah. You really know how to bring it home. Something you keep in a box. You said? My shoes. Survey says? Yes. Over the 100. Lovely. Well done, Katie. Head back to the family and clear the board. I only need 91 to get $10,000, so she's done her bit, you do
very
yours.
Good, no pressure.
I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, but you're the second player, and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. Okay. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Katie's answers?
The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Dave.
Thank you.
Apart from a blanket, name something babies like to sleep on.
Cot.
Name something you might dislike about a workmate.
Talking.
Apart from glasses, name something you might buy for your eyes.
Contacts.
Try again.
Sunglasses.
Name something you pick up on the way home.
Bread.
Name something you keep in a box.
Socks.
My socks are in a box.
You don't?
No. Anybody else? Keep their socks in a box. Pretty much just you, Dave. Which, when we go out to survey 100 Australians, might not work that well for you. So let's see how your socks in a box go. So don't tell me what you got for Christmas.
Socks. In a box.
Apart from a blanket, name something babies like to sleep on. You said a cot. Survey says 21. The top answer was mum.
Oh.
So we need 70 now for 10,000. Name something you might dislike about a workmate. You said they talk a lot, do they? Annoys you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Survey says 5. Body odour was the top answer.
just been for a run. I love going to the gym before work. My colleagues really get a lot out of it.
65 now. Aside from glasses, name something you might buy for your eyes. You said sunglasses. Aside from glasses, name something you might buy for your eyes. You might have been a little tricked by the question here, mm-hmm. So let's see how you go. No. Yeah, aside from glasses, obviously sunglasses are glasses. Now, the top answer was contacts. 65. Name something you pick up on the way home. You said bread. It's got to be better.
Yeah.
It's got to be better?
Better than sunglasses.
It's got to be better than the last answer. So, survey says 8. Oh, man. OK, milk was the top answer. So, well done, Katie. Dinner, pick up the kids.
Yep.
Name something you keep in a box.
Got this in the bag.
Got this in the box.
It's a box.
You said it's going to be just the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Don't lose hope, Grant.
Imagine how many kids around Australia at Christmas time just opened up their present and it was socks in a box. Yeah, Mum, I love you. You're awesome, Santa. Ready? Survey says no! What is Australia thinking? Dave, good try. Jewellery was the top answer. Jewellery, so all money. Look, you haven't won $10,000, but they have won $10 for every fast money point. So that's a little something, something too. And they'll be back again tomorrow night for another shot of $10,000. Stick around, the project's coming up next. And don't